Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ron C. with the Washington Police Department about being careful to not leave a kid in the backseat of your car.
We've been seeing some pretty hot temperatures lately, and with that, we need people to keep in mind safety when it comes to their kids and their cars. What tips or advice do you have for folks when it comes to making sure they don't leave a kid in a car?
Well, if you're the one that's driving the car, always make sure that back seat is empty or the car seat's empty. One way of doing this is placing a stuffed toy or something in the car seat, and then when the child's in the car seat, set that stuffed toy up front with you. If you get in the habit of this, you'll always check for that stuffed toy. Always check that backseat. Even if you know that the child's not with you, check and just make sure. That way you get in the habit of doing that.
And that's for parents, babysitters, grandparents.
Exactly. Grandparent myself, we have a car seat, and I do that constantly, even though the grandkids aren't with me that often.
Just a good habit to be in. And that car can get hot so quickly.
It does. Prime example is if the outside air temperature is at a 68, which is more than comfortable, within 10 minutes, the inside temperature inside that car could be 81 degrees. So with the temperatures we've been having recently, outside temperature of 86, within 10 minutes, it's 99 degrees inside that car, so it doesn't take long.
And those kids, when they're buckled in that car seat, have no way to get out.
Exactly. They're defenseless. They're at your mercy at that point.
Especially the little ones.
Exactly. If they're infants, you know, they cannot get out of that seat themselves. One other thing I'd like to remind parents that if they're taking their kids to daycare on a regular basis, make it a point to tell your daycare provider, if my child's not here by a certain time, call me. And that's just kind of another safeguard for you.
It's good to have those routines.
Exactly.
It seems like the stories we hear, it's when people are out of their routine that something tragic happens.
That's exactly when the things happens. Is if you get in the routine of always checking that back seat, it's just going to be a thing that you always do.
And another thing that people can do is when they're home and they're out of their car is to keep it locked up so kids who are playing in the yards can't get into it.
Exactly. It keeps the kids safe while you're at home. It also keeps that unwanted visitor out of your car.
And that's something that we've seen here in Washington.
Quite often. Quite often, yes.
And you don't want to leave anything valuable in your car, whether that's your purse or your child.
Exactly. Exactly.
And again, everything is just making sure that you check that back seat.
That's the best thing we can tell parents and grandparents and just people in general to do. Check that back seat for anyone, pets or children, in the back seat.
And if somebody is getting their groceries and they see a pet or a child in the back seat of a vehicle, what should they do?
Call the Washington County Public Safety Center, either through the 653-2107 number or 911.
And time is crucial.
Exactly, especially in these heated conditions.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Ron C. with the Washington Police Department talking about not leaving kids in the backseat of a car unattended and tips to keep that in mind. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.